Ours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, good evening. I'm Carol Dooley. You're very welcome to join me now for another edition of Hours to Protect, our weekly series where the focus is on protecting the environment. Shortly, we'll be chatting with Sabrina Decker from Dublin City Council to talk about the very prestigious award that the Council won late last year at the 18th Annual Global Forum on Human Settlements in Dubai. It was announced that Dublin was the overall winner of the Global Green City Award for 2023. But first, Sunshine's Jane McNamara asked the question, when it comes to climate action in Dublin, what areas are of particular concern to you?
More facilities for dogs.
I think maybe for like within the city centre and that kind of thing, to have like more bins, including like a recycling bin and a rubbish bin, and they're on college campuses and that kind of thing.
I think a good place to focus would be the cycling facilities. Like, there's some nice segregated cycle lanes, but I think if you want people to cycle, you have to make it really easy for them.
In most cities, they plant lots more trees, so there's an awful lot more greenery in most other cities, and there's plenty of scope for planting more trees in Dublin.
I'm not sure. I know there was an award. I'm not sure the name of the award, but it isn't as green as it could be.
Well, we're certainly heading in the right direction, and the award reference there is the Global Green City Award, which was given to Dublin for 2023. And here to tell us more about that now from Dublin City Council is Sabrina Decker. Sabrina, thank you for joining us this week. Can you tell us about the award and what it actually means for Dublin, the fact that we have won this?
So it's awarded by the Global Forum on Human Settlements, and it looks at specifically how we're responding to the Sustainable Development Goals, specifically SDG 11, which is focused on cities. They are supported by the UN. The application kind of looked at natural ecology, planning and construction, economy and society, housing and building, transport and mobility, city management and resource efficiency, and climate change mitigation and adaptation.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yes, it is a lot. But I think it's good to, I was think reflecting as I was coming down, it's good to apply for these things, because then you actually start to kind of go, oh, we're doing a lot.
And I think that's the thing, Sabrina, isn't it too, that often we are unaware of what's going on behind the scenes. So acknowledging how important it is and how wonderful it is that we've won an award like this is a reminder of the work that is going on. So much great work. We're doing fairly well here. We're doing pretty well. Doing very well.
And we got to keep doing well, because that was made abundantly clear to us as we sat there. A gentleman, I cannot remember his name. He was very excited about everybody and everything that was happening, and he's just very passionate about all the work that is happening globally around climate action and sustainability and improving quality of life for people everywhere. But he did say, this is not an award like your graduation certificate. You have to keep working. This is just the starting point. That was made clear to myself and my executive manager and the councillor that was in attendance with us, Councillor Alison Gilliland. One of the great things about the application, it did ask how we're supporting in each of those areas citizens to do their piece. So this is about everyone who lives in Dublin and all the work that they're doing.
And can you remind us of how you support?
So one obvious one I'm going to give a shameless plug for is we obviously have the Community Climate Action Fund. So that's one way we support. We have MODIS, which is a circular economy business program. So that helps companies embed sustainability practices into their business. And also, it does help them save money, because you're identifying points where you might be producing waste. So how do you reduce that? We also have Micro for Green as another one through our local economic office. We also have Smart Dublin that supports innovation, so small and medium enterprises that have innovative ideas to improve life in the city. We also support communities. Like, I think one thing that I really like about Ireland is that you have City Neighbourhood Awards or Tidy Towns. So we're supporting you there and the cleanups that happen there.
So obviously, as we begin another year now, 2024, you've got a lot on for the next 12 months.
We do. Obviously, the 24th of February deadline for our climate action plan to be officially published, and then all the work that goes with that. We're part of the EU mission, so we're working on building our climate city contract for that and submitting that to the European Commission, and all the work that goes with that. So as a city council, obviously delivering on a lot of active travel projects, continuing to do work around circular economy, all our housing retrofit program, and delivering on that.
When you win an award like the Global Green City Award, it has to give you just a huge encouragement to keep going the way you're going, because it is, you know, it's an affirmation that actually you're doing some good things, a lot of good things.
We and people who live here. Yes. I think that's the important thing to remember, is that we're all doing our bit to make Dublin a great city to live in.
Well, congratulations to everybody, I suppose I should say too. Congratulations to all of us. Congratulations
exactly.
to the people of Dublin.
Cheers to Dublin.
Absolutely. And Sabrina Decker, a pleasure to have you back, and look forward to having you on with us again in the not too distant future too. I'm sure there's a lot more that we can talk about, and we will talk about it.
Thank you, Carol.
And that's this week's Hours to Protect. A reminder, if you have missed any of our previous episodes or you would like to find out more about the Hours to Protect initiative, you'll get all that information at sunshineradio.ie/hours-to-protect. I'm Carol Dooley. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you'll join me once again for another edition just after 7 o'clock next Monday evening.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out hours-to-protect.ie for more info.